Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve Ahm, the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, December 11th, 2019. Here, I hope, are three big things you need to know. Six people killed, including a police officer and three bystanders, in a raging gun battle Tuesday at three locations in Jersey City, forcing schools into lockdown and rattling nearby residents. A detective, one of the dead. Two, Time Magazine will reveal its Person of the Year this morning on the Today Show on NBC. The accolade's been handed out annually since 1927, goes to the person or persons who most influenced the news and the world during the past year. The finalists will give you coming up. And number one, President Donald Trump lashing out at Democrats during a high-stakes rally in battleground Pennsylvania on Tuesday, claiming Democrats are embarrassed by their decision hours earlier to unveil articles of impeachment against him. There you go. Those are things you have to know. We'll fill you in as we go along. Good Wednesday morning to you. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. And we are raring to go on this Wednesday morning. How about it? Lots to discuss. My last day filling in for you here on the Steve Gruber Show. So all this stuff that's been piling up over the past few days that I haven't talked about, I have to try to squeeze in at some point today. I'll do what I can. But there's also news since we last talked. The articles of impeachment filed. Jerry Nadler, congressman, we'll hear him as he lays out the case. President Trump with that rally last night. We'll have audio from him in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And a whole bunch more as well. Coming up on today's program, Hour 1, Rich Masters, Executive Vice President at Bio. We'll talk about the drug bill currently pending in the House. Hour 2, some guy named Steve Gruber, he's in Iowa. He'll join us. Jared Walczak, Director of State Tax Policy at the Tax Foundation. Julie Gunlock, Director of the Independent Women's Forum. And then in Hour 3, Ron Rademacher tells us what's happening all around the state of Michigan. Jeannie Allen, Founder and CEO of the Center for Education Reform. Elizabeth Warren's attacks on charters and school choice and the hostility the left is showing for school choice. And then Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. All of that coming up on today's Steve Gruber Show. Now, I don't like to talk about too much happening off the air, on the air, separate things, but we did have a slight technical issue this morning, which means in terms of a prep, I'm good, but I'm not perfect. And so we'll be trying to adjust on the fly here a little bit. The good news is the technical issues worked out. So, you know, I can talk to you. You can hear me. These are all very good things. If you don't know who I am, I'd like to give a brief introduction, even on this last day of my fill-in tenure. My name is Scott Bertram. I am the general manager of the student radio station here on the campus of Hillsdale College in wonderful, beautiful, scenic Hillsdale, Michigan. Been here for 4 years, start my fifth full year here at Hillsdale in January, so about a month from now. I also teach in the journalism department, and you can hear me on a couple of other shows and podcasts. The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, heard on many of these fine radio stations, and also across the country on radio stations. And you can also hear it in the podcast version, which is at Google Podcast or Google Play, Apple Podcast, SoundCloud, Stitchers, all those fine places you find podcasts. You can search for the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. You can also look for the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast in those same places. And via National Review, you can find Political Beats, where we talk with people in and around the world of entertainment. Well, not entertainment. Well, sometimes politics is entertainment. The world of politics, not about politics, but about entertainment, about music, about our guest's favorite band or artist. And we do a deep dive into what our guest really loves and try to tell you what it means to that person and why you might want to care about it, too. That's Political Beats via National Review. So now you know all that. We'll have audio coming up in the next segment from President Trump from his rally last night. As I said, also Jerry Nadler laying out the articles of impeachment that the House put forward yesterday. And we'll talk about it. You know, I do also want to go back to a soundbite that we had on Monday's program, and we'll dig this up. Nadler was on with Meet the Press, Chuck Todd. One of the things that the Democrats talked about yesterday after the articles of impeachment were laid out was this idea. I think it was a question. It was a Q&A from the press. If we don't impeach Trump, we won't have a fair election in 2020. America's democracy depends on impeaching Donald Trump. That's essentially the message we had yesterday from Democrats. And this is, you know, the messaging and the reasoning keeps shifting and sliding forever. If you recall, that was going to be impeachment due to Russia. President Trump was a Russian agent. President Trump was in bed with Vladimir Putin. President Trump asked Russia to interfere. All this was going to be proved via the Mueller report, and then the impeachment would come. That was not the case for many reasons. And then we slide over to a quid pro quo and bribery, because bribery poll tested better. So bribery became the word that Democrats used to describe what President Trump was doing in office that was so terrible that he must be impeached. And then yesterday we have the articles of impeachment laid out. And you know what's not there is, of course, bribery or quid pro quo or even obstruction of justice. What did we have? Obstruction of Congress, which is, in kind of layman's terms, a lesser charge, right? A lesser count. And people in the mainstream media are picking up on this. Major Garrett on CBS, we'll hear him talk about this a bit, former Fox guy, but now over at CBS. You know, Democrats promised quid pro quo. They promised to prove bribery. And we get the articles of impeachment yesterday, and nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. You have abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Those are the charges. And now the reasoning shifts too. I think you'll hear this more. It appears to be a talking point from yesterday's press conference, is that if Democrats do not impeach President Trump, there will not be a fair election in 2020. And we'll hear the soundbite later. I think we can dig this back up. But Jerry Nadler was asked this by Chuck Todd directly on Sunday on Meet the Press. He said, will there be a fair election in 2020 if President Trump is still in office, if he's not impeached? And Nadler essentially said, I don't know. And that's code, of course, because if President Trump is still in office and wins in 2020, clearly it was an unfair election. If Democrats win in 2020, then clearly it was a fair election and everything was on the up and up and there are no problems whatsoever. That's the standard by which that election will be judged by Democrats. Just like in 2016, everyone was warning President Trump, at that point, Donald Trump is not going to abide by the results of this election. He's going to contest them. He won't accept that he lost. It's going to be a crisis for our democracy and our country. This is going to happen. And the opposite, of course, happened. President Trump won. Donald Trump won. Who can't accept results of the election? Hillary Clinton, for one. Democrats writ large as well. That's the same argument they're going to slide into 2020. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy, they do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
They're at it again in Lansing. First, they tried to make us pay a 45 cents a gallon gas tax increase. Yeah, the roads are bad, but an extra 45 cents a gallon? Well, that didn't work. But it didn't end there. Now, Lansing wants legislation to give individual counties the authority to charge you an unlimited amount in additional gas taxes. That means you could pay higher gas taxes in the county you live in, but other counties you drive around won't have the extra tax. and the roads will be just as bad, if not worse. It doesn't make any sense. We already have some of the highest gas taxes around. Don't let Lansing make us the highest gas tax state in the country. If you're sick of Lansing always wanting to raise the price of gas with poor results, contact your state representative and tell them to stop House Bill 4963. Stop the county gas tax. Brought to you by your neighbors, the locally owned members of the Michigan Petroleum Association.